The U.S. Coast Guard is charged with protecting the nation's coastlines and waterways, and its job has expanded since September 11th. The Coast Guard has just announced a $17 billion contract to replace its aging fleet of deep-water ships, planes, and helicopters. It will also overhaul logistics and communication systems. President Bush wants to move the Guard from the Transportation Department to the new Department of Homeland Security. Coast Guard leaders say those measures will help the agency protect 95,000 miles of coastline from terrorism. From Norfolk, Virginia, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Boating July 4th week near Virginia Beach in the lower Chesapeake Bay, bright sun, cool water, the beach, the fishing, the playing, and the armed people in blue uniforms with fast boats.
Coming down! Starboard side.
Petty Officer Joe Dumm pulls his speedy 23-foot Coast Guard patrol boat alongside a recreational fisherman who's busy cradling an open beer and tending his fishing gear. The Guard patrolmen search, question, and thoroughly examine his speedboat. The weekend fisherman becomes a little befuddled when he can't seem to find his registration.
I know, I got that registration card in a package the wife made up, but I'll tell you, I don't know where she did with it.
The Coast Guard patrol leaves the fisherman with a written warning to get his papers in order. The Coast Guard has always done these kinds of basic safety checks, but Coast Guardsman Bill Berry says they actually help the Guard's homeland security mission.
It's not as if we've created a second agency to take care of search and rescue while we go do homeland defense. We have to do both. So if we can do less search and rescue because boaters are being safer, then we can do more homeland security.
And since September 11th, there are new rules to enforce. In the busy Elizabeth River Inlet, a local with his work day and shirt happily off works on his sunburn and fishes for flounder from a boat anchored right under a bridge. From the deck, Petty Officer Edward Peralt gives him the bad post-September 11th news.
Anymore, you can't anchor under the bridge anymore. Yes, you can, or you can anchor right in over here, but not underneath it. Absolutely, just not underneath it, sir. Well, just as long as you're outside of this channel, you'll be okay, sir.
Thank you.
Not a problem.
These days, the Coast Guard is inspecting more boats, boarding more cargo ships, and watching bridges and ports more carefully. The stretch of the lower Chesapeake Bay is home to the Norfolk Naval Station and an amphibious base used by the Navy SEALs. For the first time since World War II, the Guard is enforcing a 600-yard security zone around U.S. Navy ships. And the Coast Guard has shoot-to-kill authority if a suspicious boat comes within 100 yards. Joe Dunn.
No vessel is allowed within 100 yards of that vessel, and it's strongly encouraged not to go inside that 100 yards. It is something new since September 11th. This is a very large port. Before you had these mom and pops going up to these vessels and basically taking pictures saying, oh, what a pretty boat. You know, I used to be in the Navy. I was on one of those. Well, now you have to take it from at least 600 yards away. So.
But the Guard is still dogged by old everyday duties. Petty Officer Dumb flips on his siren and swirling blue light to catch a speeding jet skier.
Mad Owl's down here. Week of 4th of July. It's nuts. Hey, this jet ski! Tell them what our rule is. What's this guy doing?
Some worry that so many duties have created a muddled mission for the Coast Guard. Founded in 1790 as the Federal Revenue Marine to collect tariffs on inbound ships, the Coast Guard today embraces a dizzyingly wide array of responsibilities, from environmental cleanup to immigration enforcement. Vice Admiral James Hull, in charge of the Atlantic Zone, says the Guard can handle it.
On a day-to-day basis, we're going to respond to oil spills, we're going to save mariners in distress, we're going to prevent illegal migration, we are going to stop drug smugglers, and we're going to be much, much more aware to any threats to our homeland from a maritime security, a terrorist, or whatever threat.
Since 9/11, critics argue the mission should be firmly focused on homeland security. But Alaska's congressional delegation fears a boost in security duties will result in less attention to search and rescue missions for the state's fishing industry. That fear, the Coast Guard says, is unfounded. In some ways, September 11th has raised the Coast Guard's profile higher than ever and given it more of what it's long sought, respect. Some of the other service branches, which answer to the Defense Department, view Coast Guarders as boating bureaucrats with sidearms. The U.S. spends billions on its armed forces. Ironically, the more missions the Coast Guard tackled, the more it had to fight for funding and political support. And some of the public don't seem to know exactly what they do on a daily basis. But Admiral Ho believes that's changing since September.
I've spent 33 years in the Coast Guard. I started out going to Vietnam and I came back, and I'm not sure we were greeted with great acclaim. Today, I've had people stop me on the streets and many people working with me saying, geez, thank you very much. We are being supported like we have not been supported, truthfully, in my career. And we've never been more respected than we are today.
Admiral Hull hopes the respect continues when and if the Coast Guard moves into the proposed cabinet-level Department of Homeland Security. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Norfolk, Virginia.